Well, the NLTA is pleased that high school students are reverting to online instruction, but concerns remain about the reliance on cohorting for in-class instruction in the lower grades. VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with the teachers' union president, Dean Ingram.
What's your reaction to what the education minister and Tony Stack had to say?
Well, for instance, I think it's important to recognize, and we are pleased to see continuing and returning to Scenario 3 for online learning protocols for high schools right now. The fact of the matter is there are physical distancing challenges, and we think that maintaining Scenario 3 is important. We don't want students, teachers don't want students to lose their instructional time. We don't want our students to fall behind their peers in other parts of the country, especially when they're going to be seeking post-secondary education, scholarship opportunities after high school years are finished. So I think this is an important move. That being said, we've seen increased safety protocols in schools, which we're supportive of, the mandatory masks for students 4 to 12, addressing physical distancing in high schools. Those are positive steps. Yet, we do have concerns about cohorting. We have real concerns. And the way cohorting actually operates in our schools, we question whether cohorting is an effective safety measure or, for that matter, a substitute for the physical distancing that, again, people, space, time, and place that we've heard so consistently since the summer. And will the cohorting, as it actually operates in our schools, be effective for our K-9 students and, for that matter, the staff who work with them?
What about the whole notion of having to wear a medical mask and possibly a face shield or goggles for a full school day for teachers?
That does create challenges, undoubtedly. But again, from the outset, the primary concern for everyone within our school system has been maintaining adequate safety measures for everyone. The implementation of the enhanced PPE, the access to goggles, these are things that we've been asked for enhanced safety measures, and this is what this is. Now, that being said, we do recognize that this creates challenges for our teachers. This creates challenges for a number of them. And for those teachers that are experiencing concerns with this, we'd suggest that they reach out, and just as we've indicated for students with the mask wearing, mandatory mask wearing, if there's a reason for an exemption, we'd suggest that teachers should explore the same thing.
Classes, and I've got my mask on now to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Classes, especially among younger students, grades kindergarten to 9, they tend to be a little bit noisier. And if you're wearing that face shield and you're wearing that mask, it's not always going to be as clear or as easy to communicate, particularly, you know, for kids in the back of the class who might have to rely on looking at your face to understand the meaning that you're conveying. Is that going to be a little more difficult?
Yes, it will be more difficult. However, again, safety has to be the primary concern. And where these are things that are creating problems for teaching and delivering curriculum, there may be a need for additional measures, such as voice projection devices. These are things that may need to be explored. But fundamentally, we're in a global pandemic. We have a serious virus, which has potentially serious consequences. We've seen while this province has been in a very good place, we also see very clearly how fragile that can be. It's important to be proactive, take measures to ensure safety for everyone within the system, students, but also those who work with those students, our teachers, our TLAs, our student assistants, our caretakers, our school secretaries, our bus drivers, everyone. Safety has to be at the forefront of any and all decisions.
That was NLTA President Dean Ingram speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain. The NLTA is pleased that high school students are reverting to online instruction, but concerned